I've found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. Nothing. Nelson Mandela said, "There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living." Now, I'm sure in your experiences in school and applying to college and picking your major and deciding what you want to do with life, I'm sure people that told you to make sure you have something to fall back on, make sure you got something to fall back on, honey. But I never understood that concept, having something to fall back on. If I'm going to fall, I don't want to fall back on anything. I want to fall forward. I figure at least this way I'll see what I'm going to hit. But our consistency, you'll never finish. So do what you feel passionate about. Take chances. Don't be afraid to fail. Was an old IQ test was 9 dunce. And you had to draw 5 lines with a pencil within these 9 dots. Without lifting the fence, the only way to do it was to go outside the fangs. Don't be afraid to think outside the box. Don't be afraid to fail thing, to dream big. But remember, dreams without goals suggest dreams. Reggie Jackson struck out 2,600 times in his career, the most in the history of baseball. But you don't hear about the strikeouts. People remember the home runs. Fall forward. Thomas Edison conducted 1,000 failed experiments. As you know that? I didn't know that. Because the 1,001st was the light bulb. Fall forward. Every failed experiment is one step closer to success. You've got to take risks. And I'm sure you've probably heard that before. But I want to talk to you about why that's so important. You will fail at some point in your life. Accept it. You will lose. You will embarrass yourself. You will suck at something. There's no doubt about it. And I know that's probably not a traditional message for a graduation ceremony, but hey, I'm telling, embrace it, because it's inevitable. In the acting business, you fail all the time. Early on in my career, I auditioned for a part in the Broadway musical. Perfect role for me, I thought. Except for the fact that I can't sing. I didn't get the job. But here's the thing. I didn't quit. I didn't fall back. I walked out of there to prepare for the next audition, and the next audition, and the next audition. I pray. I prayed. And I prayed. But I continued to fail. Fail. And fail. But it didn't matter, because you know what? It's an old saying. You hang around the barbershop long enough, sooner or later you're going to get ahead.